Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Tuesday, but we're doing Champ and Chump. Get your votes in after the long weekend. Who had the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? Champ votes for Brad Keselowski and Russell Wilson and others. Chump votes for Alan Gustafson, Chase Elliott's crew chief, of course. I mean, I'm Chump and the crew chief. It's the old story, right, Gator?
Who doesn't do it?
The Lake of the Ozarks people, the Tom Brady, 248-539-9797, plus your ticket text. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Bob in Oak Park. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. I think golf blew it, you know, all together. I mean, I think at the beginning of the season, they could have had the Masters without fans. You don't even have to have caddies. You could have televised it by drone. You don't even have to have cameramen there. I think they had the absolute perfect opportunity to really get a lot of market share. And because of, I guess, sensitivity that they were afraid of the optics, they didn't do it. But, I mean, there's no logical reason. Now, I would like to see one of these things.
I'll give you the logical reason was that it takes place in April. And back in April, I don't think you could have had the quick testing that they have available to them now.
Right, but there's no reason you couldn't have had social distancing. The golfers don't need to get – first of all, they didn't even have to play as pairs, play as singles.
I'm not so sure we knew as much – we definitely didn't know as much about the corona as we do now back then. Okay. And I'm saying back then that they weren't – they couldn't have been tested like they're tested today.
Yeah, there's okay. – Bob, they might have erred on the side of caution there. It does feel like we're learning more of what you can and can't do safely.
Now, regarding these celebrity things – I mean, I you know, once a year, how about once a week? I mean, you've got some excellent amateurs. Steph Curry's an excellent golfer. Michael Jordan, and you can get pros that they don't have to be, Tiger. You can get other pros that they know of. And
Jordan's the name I thought of, too. I'll be honest with you. My first thought was that particularly after all this momentum with The Last Dance and stuff and his love for the game of golf. And you bring up Steph Curry, and you're right, Steph's awesome. You keep hearing how great a golfer Michael Jordan is, but I don't know if he's a great golfer. He might be great in terms of you put the pressure on him and he comes through. I want to see that. I'd love to see that. He and Steph Curry, teaming up with other people and have that matchup take place. It'd be great.
Tony Romo, a lot of baseball players are excellent golfers. I mean, they should do this once a week. I think they got a gold mine if they use it.
Have a tournament.
If you can get the right personalities, it may not do. They may have debuted with the four biggest names they could come up with.
Well, that's true.
I mean, it's hard to match Tiger, Phil, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. But let's go. Let's try.
Well, you got Michael and Steph are two pretty good ones.
That's a great pair of celebrities. You're right. How about Rory and Brooks?
Well, and Rory's already done it, so let's take him out of it. But Brooks Koepka is a big one. What about Brooks and you could have Patrick Reed? You could have
Patrick Reed is so socially awkward it may play well on television.
Bubba Watson.
Bubba could be good. I mean, honest to God, like it's going to be hard to top what they just did. It really is. But he's right. At this point, if players want to play and you can either raise money or even, quite frankly, I mean, this might sound lame, but turn a profit and people will watch. We're all dying for live sports. It was cool. It was really cool. Now, what made that work was the players talked their way through it. They had fun and they were interesting. I don't know, like Phil's penchant for talking played very well to a TV event. would it be as good with other guys?
If you could find guys that wouldn't swear, so the microphones wouldn't cut out all the time, I think it would work out very well. There's plenty of guys that they're talkers, but it's just what you got to be careful with what they say. I wish the event were on, you know, like they did it at night on ESPN, like they'd done with these 30 for 30s with the foul language, because I think that would be amazing. Because there was so much that was said that we couldn't hear.
Just got an email from a listener, Brian. Rory and Romo versus Koepka and Nance. Nance and Romo are the...
Hello, friends.
Nance and Romo pair together for NFL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd have those two. That could be cool. That could be really cool.
I don't know how good Jim Nance is. We know that Romo's good enough where he's, you know, he's played on tour before.
Mm-hmm. Tom in Grand Rapids sends us the following ticket text. I spent Saturday and Sunday manning my booth at a flea market in Paw Paw. About half the customers had masks. The majority of the vendors had masks. However, they had them around the neck most of the time, not pulled up. Pretty good crowd on both days. Well, that's kind of useless. If you have it around the neck, it doesn't really accomplish much.
Probably not.
Keep my neck clean? Guys, there's no way Brady is an 8 handicap. He can't hit a driver. And what is he doing hitting blades? I suspect his ego wouldn't allow him to hit game. I don't know what hit game means, but.
I would say this. I don't want to defend Tom Brady because I'm not a big Tom Brady fan. However, when you're a single-digit handicapper golfer and you haven't been able to play, and it's been a long time since he's played, more than likely, it's going to take a while before he gets it back. He's not. I mean, his remark to Barkley was perfect. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. He just signed with a new team. I imagine his head is immersed in the playbook for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the way that Tom Brady prepares, and it's been well documented that he lives in a playbook, lives in the film room, does everything you're supposed to do. That's where his mind was, and to get a little escape and play around a golf for each of the last couple of days. It was probably good for him, but it's not like he's been playing every day for the last couple months like a lot of these people have.
The best part was Brady ripping his pants. That's from an unnamed texter.
Just too much torque, he said.
I love when you see superstars of any kind do the same stupid stuff that we might do. Like that.
Oh yeah.
Like the embarrassing thing that an average guy might do. Tom Brady split his pants. My favorite part was Brady not even talking the first seven holes. He was so mad. I kept telling my brother he's going to throw out an F-bomb pretty soon. I think he probably did, and they just had to. If you ever noticed, the audio drops oftentimes are for that.
It dropped a lot. I'm telling you, he was pissed. When Watt had the tweet out there, he's a second away from throwing his clubs.
Yep.
Yes, he was. If he had chunked that shot instead of, you know, holding it out, I could see him throwing a club.
It's so funny because here's Tom Brady doing what so many of us have. When you're struggling in golf, you are fighting back the temper tantrum and you are not talking as much. When everybody's playing well, everybody's joking and laughing and talking. But when if three of the guys are playing well, which they kind of were, and Brady was clearly bringing everyone down, Brady was just fuming over there on the side, which doesn't help your game. Like, it doesn't make you better.
And it's no fun to be around either. And it's...
But it's such human nature. We've all been that guy.
100% it is.
We've all been that guy.
And I've been that guy plenty of times. And I've told myself over the years that... And I don't always do it, but I think I've done a pretty good job of doing it. If I'm playing poorly... Hey, I'm playing poorly, but I'm not going to slow things down. I'm not going to spend, you know, 10 minutes looking for a ball I just hit out of bounds. I'll pick up and I'll try to play as quickly as I can, and then I'll probably start drinking and just try to be fun to be around as opposed to be some miserable guy who's going to shoot 110.
Well, honestly, you try not to bring your group down. Yeah. Just the whole demeanor. If the group is playing well and you're playing poorly, and Tom Brady was that guy. He, for a minute there, he was that guy. if your group is playing poorly, or if your group is playing well and you're the one playing poorly, that's what Brady was.
Well, and I'm like, you know,
I've been there.
And you've got everybody in the world, well, not everybody in the world. You got 6 million people tuning in to watch it. You've got, he's playing with Phil Mickelson, who all he does is talk about the game and probably wants to coach up Brady like nobody's business. Trevor Immelman, who's doing some of the commentary as well, he's dying to give advice. They're like, well, what would you say to Tom at this point? And he's like, right away, well, I would tell him he's going to straighten up here and he's going to do this and he's going to do that. And, you know, Justin Thomas is on the course and he's noticing things. Everybody wants to give him that bit of advice. And you've been that guy where your game's just gone to hell. And all of a sudden, one of your buddies wants to turn to you and say, hey, man, just keep your head down. And like, you're like, you keep your head down because this club's going to be buried in the side of it if you don't.
Here's the other thing. Have you ever done this one? The guy who's struggling and they're not, like, they're chunking the ball and they're blading it and, like, just not hitting it well. And then all of a sudden they get on a tee box and they unleash just a mammoth drive. But as you're watching it, you realize it's going to go out of bounds.
Yeah.
But you just say, oh, good shot. Good. It opens up over there. Nice swing. You're just trying to give him something. Trying to give him anything to feel better, even though you know he's in trouble.
Dude, you made great contact.
Yeah.
Solid contact.
There you go.
That's a ball striker right there.
In the back of your mind going, that's in the lake.
That's so OB. It's not even funny. We'll just, you drive up. We're just going to let you drop from here. I mean, you hit it so well.
You hit it so well. We could look for it, but let's not slow it down.
Don't worry about it.
Unpenalized drop. We can,
you probably hit it 290. Probably 290. Yep. So let's just put it right here, 290. You're great.
Regarding the Pistons GM, they're hiring a GM. News announced this morning. Chauncey's the guy. He's widely respected, and he's interviewed before for GM jobs. Not to mention you're talking about extreme goodwill coming from that hire, which is what the Pistons need right now. Gotta win the fans back. That's an interesting text because that text is endorsing just win the press conference and move from there. I mean, that's what he's endorsing. 248-539-9797. More text coming in on this, the match, the golf match between Tiger, Peyton, Tom, and Phil. Meanwhile, Gator, an interesting Zoom call. The Lions wide receiver room. It was a Zoom call. Who is on the call and who wasn't on the call, as it's reported. We'll get to that at 11:50. It's Carson and
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.